The following is intended for mature audiences only. Discretion is advised.
Yo, 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 what's good, guys? I'm back. It's Rafa.
Get the dick out your ear and mouth and do the...
Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? This is Rafa again. In case you guys missed it, I'm going to be hosting this week. Josh, you know what? Kick that beat.
Oh, shit. I renamed everything. Where is it?
Welcome, welcome, welcome back
to... Hold on. You're rude. Rafa...
What? Hosting. Oh, he's doing the whole thing. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I apologize. Excuse that is my you. Mistake. That is my genuine
Excuse
mistake. Okay,
you,
so
player.
Second hiccup of the day.
So yeah, this week we're doing crazy conspiracy theories. We're going to be doing some conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. And we each have a list of some that are plausible, some that are maybe on the fence that could be and could not be, and then some that are just downright batshit crazy. Tim, you want to start off?
Before we start off, I want this on the record. I got a note from my director that I have not made it clear that I'm a super stoner. Apparently that has to be established on this show.
Hey, what?
So listen, I'm not like, I can't be like Boo here. I can't be smoking blunts out in the free in this little establishment.
Hold on.
Yeah, see, I wish I could do that. That is what I cannot do. I am resigned to my own little hideaways away from this little area. But rest assured, I guess at the start of every episode.
Shout out
now,
to being an adult to everybody who could be an adult.
I am an adult. I just have to be an adult somewhere else. Be respectful of other adults who don't like the adulting that I'm doing is all. That's
I
it.
I get that. That's it. Shout out to you the know? Adults that I love in your house.
I have ingested a delicious, delicious edible, one full brownie, and smoke three sativa bowls, okay?
No
hey,
one cares.
Apparently, the director cared to
like
give me a
that.
Note. The director
no
cared to
like
give
that.
Me
Guys,
no. So then
that.
how do I listen? Because then that's going to be a conspiracy. Is Tim a fucking stoner? No.
Importa.
Oh, none of these are important. I mean, I'm just whatever.
All right, so
listen,
Giraffe.
All right, so what if I told you the world elite all got together for 2 weeks on a camping trip? Would you believe that shit? Well, that's what's going on down in California every year at the Bohemian Grove.
Right,
these dudes have
Alex Jones. Yeah,
he infiltrated.
Infiltrated it back in the day. He had that shit on VHS camera. You know that big ass one.
Oh, we're talking that owl gang, yeah.
Yeah, that owl shit, bro. So I don't even want to talk about that no more. Cause, on to the
next we don't want to get a shot. I guess I don't know. moving on.
Shut down, shit like that, dude.
Moving on.
What about the mind control? What about the CIA mind control experiments?
That's MK Ultra, Manchurian Candidate. That shit was real.
Dude, they were giving people LSD.
Hold on. Do you think it's
and making them batshit crazy?
Here's the question on that one. Do you think it's still happening?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course. But I mean, those are some of the ones that we're talking about that are the ones that are real, that turned out to be real. Because the conspiracy theory, guys, is a conspiracy theory until proven.
Once it's proven.
Once it's proven, it's not a conspiracy theory anymore. It's proven.
Yeah, people. Yeah, right now the ones we're talking about, especially this next one, these all happened. These were theories
these
that ended up being
all
true.
All happened.
For the record, we're not scientists or nothing. You know, take our word for it. So far as we know.
Yeah, I ain't Doc from Back to the Future.
Idiots over here, you know.
What else is there? What other doctor? I ain't that doctor from The Simpsons. I ain't none of that.
No, we're not experts
but so far
by
as
no
we
means
know,
whatsoever.
Yeah. So far
but
as
I
we know.
I am a conspiracy theorist, though.
Yeah, so far as we know, Owl Gang, MK Ultra are true, and so is this next one. What you got?
Oh, y'all want me to get clipped? Y'all want me the ones where they gonna put this shit on YouTube and I'm the one that's gonna get banged on? Hey, they gonna see my face?
Hey.
You. They got the gaydar from Canada.
The gaydar was a device used to basically out 9,000 or some shit Canadians?
Whoa, they outed 9?
That's no. They were trying to. They were like,
"No, they did." They 9,000 were affected. They were put on the list.
They collected information from 9,000 people.
Roughsy. Okay, but so they collected info from 9,000.
They collected folks. and labeled them gay.
How did the gaydar actually work? What was like this?
So they would put images in front of the screen, depending on how their eyes moved and how they reacted, that told them definitively they were gay or not gay.
So if they was looking at some
dick,
a bunch of eggplants, them eggplants was arousing them. They would have just went shit. Over. Okay, so that like eggplants.
Some and if gooches, they looked at the other sacks.
One, and the other one they saw
some cantaloupes. Hairy buttholes.
So if they saw cantaloupes, eggplants and cantaloupes, and the motherfuckers went to the eggplants instead of the cantaloupes, they gonna straight call them gay. I'm just curious about that. Just straight curious.
Basically, yeah, pretty much.
So, what if they're just good? What if they're just the more appetizing fruit for that person?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was about to say. What if someone sees an eggplant with mozzarella?
There, you took it right from my fucking mouth, dude. Like, what if someone just sees an eggplant? Like, man,
that's up, bro.
I can make a mean sandwich out of that. Dude.
I hate cantaloupes, but I'd have been labeled straight up.
Yeah. What if you looked at the cantaloupe out of hate? They're gonna call you a homophobe now. What the shit,
dude? And apparently the Mounties were pretty dickheads about that shit too. They dragged people out of their houses to go get these tests done.
That's not even cool.
Get out of here.
That's why they took their guns.
No, you guys cannot be armed. That shit.
All right, now back to the conspiracy theories, guys. Like I said, conspiracy theories and the shit that was real. It was one of them theories until it's proven right. Like Area 51 was a conspiracy theory way before it was. But now everybody knows Area 51 is what it was. But it ain't that no more because they got that shit in Denver. It's a new conspiracy theory or that other shit.
Well, speaking of Denver, what do you think about the Denver airport?
Yeah, I don't know about that. There's a couple of things about that I think are crazy because I have my brother-in-law. Shout out to Max over there.
Speaking
before I go, this is all from my people. Shout out Big Comedy Network. Shout out YouTube. Love you guys. Shout out YouTube.
Like.
Shout out. Like. Subscribe.
Hit us a like.
Hit
us
a comment.
All that shit. Eden Rose, my nigga. Eden Rose, I love you guys over there where I get and all my motherfucking medicated shit.
Maybe gonna have to cut that out, but okay.
What big forehead?
We have to cut out the call out.
Why?
We plugged your Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, con. Bro. You better go suck a big cat cock, bro.
Okay, then.
I did everything. I let you sit there and pause for 2 minutes of this Comic-Con coming up July 15th. Blah, 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 blah.
You're in the right.
Yeah,
you guys
better be there. You guys better be there. Show up, motherfucker.
I said you're in the right. Take it easy. So Holy shit.
You too high over there.
he's not used to you conceding so fast.
Yeah, no, I'm not used to it so quick. I'm not used to it.
You for saying so thank you.
I'm not used to
shit.
I'm not used to I'm used to you sitting there and like, I'm not going to take it no more. You automatically, listen, you're right, bro. You're true. You're right, bro. And I'm like, I thought I was going to get like a couple of words from you of defense. I got nothing.
That's why I just kept it going.
Why do you think I didn't even hear you talking? No. All right. I get it. I'm like, it's non. We plugged that metal shit.
No, you're going to hear me, goddammit.
I just kept going because I thought you had rebuttals. I thought you had some shit to say.
No, he just took it. Shit. You just admitted it.
You get what I'm saying, right, Tim?
Yeah, I do.
I just kept going because you already
engaged. Yeah.
First, in my head, it goes like this. One, two, three. First three of the buttholes are getting fired off. I don't give a what anybody says.
Like, what do you mean? I said yes already.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't matter. That does not matter.
Yeah, no, three rebuttals are getting fired off. If you said yes, oh, you're getting two that just gonna hit you in the face that you didn't want to hear.
look at what I've conditioned this poor man into.
Bro, I, dude, yeah, boom. I
jumping on a bunch of cracks on the street and shit, trying to break your back.
I mean, listen, isn't it? But isn't that tactic the basis of like so many conspiracy theories too? Though, just constant, just trauma.
Like that. Yeah, pretty much.
I have a confession to make. I'm a flat earther.
Oh.
But they proved it wrong. They proved it that it was wrong during that Netflix documentary.
Those were pawns. Those were pawns.
That was the guy that invented the flat earth theory.
Those are pawns.
The guy that wrote it.
Those were pawns.
But he wrote the theory.
No, he didn't write the theory.
He started your whole movement.
Like Roth that be my movement. Well, they rewrote
it. You mean like a plant?
plant, them plants, bro. So Eric Dubé's out there. Eric Dubé, which you guys are gonna bleep out. I know you guys.
So I'm a plant.
Yeah, apparently, Raf, you're a bot. Plant by the government.
You're a bot.
Yeah.
You're a bot.
I can prove the flat earth is real.
Telling you.
Oh, here, Mr. Roberts coming in with the proof.
Like, that's what I'm talking about, Josh, another fellow flat earther.
Same sense. Okay, so technically, if you went up into space, right, and you looked at Earth and you were far enough from it where you could see it in its entirety, in that moment, it is in a two-dimensional plane from your perspective, so it is technically a flat Earth.
Yeah, you are getting a light image. You are getting an image of photons into your brain. Yeah, for in that technical sense, that image can be flat. Yeah.
And that is the only way the Earth could be flat.
I'll take it. I don't care.
Take it.
That is a win for flat Earth. Earth.
No, I had a list of shit for you. If you want to come at me with some shit, I still argue with you. Like I said, when it came to the argument with Tim, and I was 3 ahead, I'm like 50 ahead on you. It's like, oh no, I got that. I won so quickly, I'm just feeling panicked. I don't have nothing to talk about. It's crickets.
Whoa.
Josh coming through. That's why you're my... Back to this shit. Conspiracy theories. Back to the flat earth.
No, we can move on from flat earth. Because flat earth is stupid.
No, we can go from stupid. Fuck you. Oh, here we go. You're trolling me. So I ain't even going to start with it. I'm not that dumb, bruh.
Ross the energy vampire over here. Like he's the energy vampire plant.
Yeah,
God
bro.
Damn. Okay.
That's Superman bullshit you brought the other day.
Hashtag Superman, bro. That's a white beating ass motherfucker.
Wait, what's this about Superman? Hold on. I'm lost.
Remember the comics you white showed beating. Us? Remember the comics you showed
oh,
us?
Oh yeah.
Hashtag cancer Superman, dude,
I am stoned. I thought for 2 seconds we were getting into some slander before I realized DC put that shit out themselves. Come on, bro. God.
That's how, look, that's how Superman be having Lois sometimes, bro.
How do we know Lois don't like that shit? How do we know that's not consensual? Rob.
Okay, it's cool. Guys, if you don't know, Roth is going to be like that person that was like cheering for R. Kelly to the very end. You know, R. Kelly didn't do it. Not my R. Kelly.
No, I don't think so, boo.
Not my R. Kelly. And then when they watch R. Kelly, Surviving R. Kelly, they go be like, damn. And then they see themselves there, not my R. Kelly, until they realize they was wrong. I get it, Rob. Your boyfriend, Loki. Yeah, that's your boy, bro. That's a conspiracy.
He's laughing. He didn't deny it.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
That's hilarious. I don't even know a single R. Kelly song.
He didn't immediately say.
Whoa, we're not talking R. Kelly. We're talking Superman.
Oh, leave Superman alone, man.
We're talking your boy,
listen. I prepared a little bit for some categories. Are we still doing that? Are we still doing categories? Okay. So what are we, how are we going about
this? All right, okay, look, what Mr. Who just gave us a plausible one. Okay, he gave us his plausible one. So
flat earth. Okay, now.
What's your plausible one?
plausible one.
What's your plausible one?
Okay. All right. Have you guys heard of, so I figured to start, because we deal in pop culture, I'd open with a pop culture conspiracy. Have you guys heard of the crank incident?
The crank incident.
Boo, have you heard of the crank incident?
Hell to the num num num.
Do you have from the name, do you have an idea of what I'm talking about? Can you guess?
Drugs.
Nope. Jason, okay, that's the thing. Jason Statham getting bolted to his nipples with electric bolts from a telephone pole. That is what I know. That's all.
And you are right on point.
Wow.
It is exactly about that movie. Apparently.
Wow.
Yes.
No, for real?
You are not wrong.
No, for real? For two, baby!
So, the apparent conspiracy theory. So, again, just internet articles here. Don't know if it's fact or fiction. Apparently, the release of Crank 3 was canceled. Supposedly, the film was made, shown, and the reaction was so negative in terms of what the fuck were you guys thinking? On the IMDb page for Crank 2, when you look at it, references the scene for Amy Smart getting rammed by Jason Statham in the bus, right? Apparently on IMDb, you can read that the reactions in that scene were real. It isn't clarified whether that scene, they method acted, they didn't tell anybody what was happening or not. They don't say anything like that. And it's led to believe that they may have, for Crank 3, done some heinous shit. Like, legitimately heinous shit. Okay,
that's cool, Tim. Hey, Roth.
All right, so mine. Let me bring you my plausible one.
Can I ask you one that me and you...
Yeah.
Didn't you go to the high school where one of these famous explorers, Richard Byrd?
Oh, no, yeah, my junior high. Richard E. Byrd Middle School.
Okay.
All right, now.
Operation High Jump. I know exactly where you're going with this one. Operation High Jump.
Yeah, if you guys want to hear some crazy shit. Now, listen here, guys. In today's society, if this went down, you'd be like, what the fuck is going on? These motherfuckers needed how many? What did they need, Roth, to go on this expedition?
The entire United States Armada of ships, the British Armada of ships, and I think the Spanish.
Two icebreaker ships.
Supposedly the war ended. There was no more Hitler. He's killed off. But yet they send everybody, all troops, over to Antarctica to fight Nazis. They get out there, they defeat the Nazis, and Richard E. Byrd, being the explorer that he is, decides to take his plane with his co-captain, and they take off.
And where does he go? Where does he go?
Into the big-ass hole that's in Antarctica.
Josh's favorite place with motherfucker.
And this is where the Hollow Earth theory really, really takes off, because he said when he was in there, he saw prehistoric animals, and he came across with some beings. The plane that he took, they got a tractor beam on it.
I sold the cow for some magic beans.
This is where it scares me, though.
I was trying to follow along. Okay, so
this is what happens. I'll tell you.
So they went to fight Nazis.
No, I'm gonna tell it. Don't worry, Ralph. I'm gonna explain it for people like Tim can totally understand.
Hey, tread carefully.
Oh, dude, remember you mentioned the islands. He said there was more continents passing in Antarctica.
Are you ready, Tim?
I hope you are.
You ready?
Yes.
The government heard on a little whisper there was some out in Antarctica that was out there, bro, that shouldn't be out there. There was words and hints of a little whisper up in Antarctica, bro, about motherfucking Hitler taking off. There was a submarine. Are you flipping me off, you fat bastard?
No.
Oh, yeah. Just... You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, because I'm bad for your health.
Jeez. He comes real stealth. Dropping bombs on your mom.
Okay, continue.
Kill Carl Arms. two car lines. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out Big Q, baby. I still right. keep you, I still keep you floating in the headphones, baby. All right, now.
Can we keep
back
going?
To the thing? There's a conspiracy around NWA. If we can keep going to that, if you want to go.
You didn't that. Finish. Hold right, on.
Now,
wait a minute.
Now, back to the NWA when we were talking about Eazy-E.
So, yeah, NWA. Eazy-E.
Eazy-E. They said okay. that Eazy-E got low key, but we ain't going to touch that because I don't want, you know, kill it.
Is this still the same high school thing? Hold
now,
on.
Back to okay. Antarctica. Now.
Okay.
I know where I'm at, bro. You keep up.
I'm getting lost. I'm like a, okay.
I'm like,
ready for this?
Lost, keep
you
up.
Ready for this?
This
ready
rabbit hole is deep and it
From
goes
my
for
to Tim could learn and I don't get in trouble. I love you guys. Shout out Big Comedy Network. Tim though. Tim. All right, guys. Now.
Okay. I do want to know. That's why I'm like.
We explained everything. He already explained everything to you. What more do you need
Wait,
to know?
So they go to Antarctica?
He goes to Antarctica with a bunch of shit. He takes off for 3 hours. When he takes off for 3 hours, he loses contact with the naval vessels and all that shit. Loses contact. This nigga
takes off like...
On a plane.
Takes off where? Like
on a plane.
On a plane. On a plane. Okay.
And flies okay. Antarctica for 3 hours. Apparently, he flies and lands into the hollow earth, runs into a bunch of beings that are way more powerful than us, that can kick our ass, turn us over and flip us over and make baby slave thems if they wanted to. And it could have been a whole thing, bang, bang, chimmy, chimmy. We could have been some slaves again, which is scaring me.
So how'd he come back out?
They let him go and told nuclear bombs is what got us back. And they said this was so fucked up. He said, when y'all hit the nukes, we came and visited y'all. And y'all just came and shot at us and wanted to fight us, so we just dipped back in. Like,
so apparently Godzilla versus Kong is...
But here's what's f***ed up.
A documentary?
Here's
like...
what's f***ed up. The Navy said all records of that doesn't matter. He's lying. He's crazy.
He's a lunatic. He's crazy.
Lunatic, he's crazy. And he has every medal you can imagine in the Navy he's got.
He said that there was more continents passing in Antarctica too.
He heard about the Michael Jackson motherfucking myth. Is he black or white before anybody?
Okay, so regarding that one, regarding Michael Jackson, have you heard about...
Oh, actually, let me tell you guys my plausible one.
Oh.
Because actually, yeah. Talking about one of the ones that I was talking about too on my list. But that's the batshit crazy, though.
That was
that's
just an extra one. That was just an extra one for Roth.
No, mine. Did you ever hear about the... Well, you know, Nikola Tesla and Einstein, they lived at the same time in the United States. Well, they did this experiment where they made a ship teleport, become invisible, and
I
go from Virginia
because why?
To Philadelphia.
I hate the Philadelphia Eagles. Experiment. I hate the Eagles. The Eagles.
So they put two Tesla coils... End of the fucking of the boat, and made it invisible, and teleported it.
No, they didn't make it. But you heard about that. There's more to that.
Yeah, the soldiers, they got disoriented. Started walking around while it was invisible, and when it came back into reality, they were stuck within the walls and mutilated pretty badly.
Hell yeah, they're stuck in the ports and the goddamn engine room. That shit phase in, some is caught up in the goddamn, it was straight out of goddamn Hellraiser.
Yeah.
Straight out of Event Horizon, Tim.
And they never
straight
tried it
out
again.
Of Event Horizon.
Really?
But the military says it never happened.
Oh yeah, it happened now.
But there's a lot of proof that says it did.
Some people say okay. That's ghost ships. You see some ghost right. ships, it's actually the Philadelphia, bro, it's crazy.
Just phasing in and phasing back out again.
Interesting. Huh. Well, I'll be damned.
Oh, yeah.
That's something else. Who's going next?
I got a bunch, dude. Don't worry.
Well, you know, you were talking about one of the ones that I had. Well, we can go to the batshit crazy if you want.
Oh, well, no. Well, I'm just saying there's more if you guys want to talk about some other ones we can go through. NASA. How fake is NASA? Did they go to the moon? I don't think
Have you ever seen fucking...
Dead.
Astronauts Gone Wild. Well, you turned me on to that documentary, boo. Astronauts Gone Wild, where they showed that they were still in our atmosphere trying to hide the moon.
Cocking. Bro, you got Buzz Aldrin coming through smacking my bro.
For sure.
Right now, the QAnon people think? Are pushing the.
Shut up, Rob. Shut up, Rob. Tim's talking.
You.
it goes both ways. You better give to receive.
Let him talk.
You better let talk. Yourself let first talk. Before me.
Let him talk.
You like that? You
let
like
him
that?
Speak.
You better yourself before you me. It goes both ways, buddy. I didn't learn.
Okay.
Let the man speak.
What do you guys have you guys heard? Roth probably has. Have you guys heard about Dave?
No,
Dave. Speak. Dave.
Dave.
I've heard
Dave
of Roth.
Dave
Roth
was this.
Put a boo boo.
Dave was this dude apparently who showed up after Michael Jackson died. He showed up on some talk shows. I forget which
one. Little Burn
like,
guy.
He had, like,
oh, you're the you're talking from ATL Atlanta.
Yeah, they're the one that's
something
in,
like
in,
that,
in,
right?
That's the real Michael Jackson after
supposedly,
the
supposedly. So
after the laser
supposedly,
accident.
Right. Supposedly that's the, well, apparently if not the Pepsi or whatever accident, that's supposedly his cover, because there's videos of Akon saying that, like, he had hung out with Michael before, and when he went out, he would wear disguises, and Akon caught himself slipping sometimes and calling him Mike. So then what he would do is he just started calling him Dave. And so they're making a connection with that, because the dude on the talk shows is calling himself Dave.
Yeah, shit like that scares me, guys. I don't like conspiracy theories. They scare me, bro. I'm a timid little when it comes to, like, Bigfoots. Like, that's why I don't even fuck around in the woods. Bigfoot is a big conspiracy. Like, the woods.
But there's got to be some truth to that shit, man.
You would never
shit,
go
man.
Camping even in, like, Sequoia
nah,
or anything
I don't care.
Like that?
Let
like, national parks?
I've walked around in the forest out there in Yosemite and Sequoia
the
shit.
The woods as a self are scary as to me, because here's why. Let me tell you, give you a scenario. And you're going to tell me you're not going to be scared. You're by yourself in the woods, and you start hearing all the animals, and everything is going around. Everything is chilling. Everything is, and you're starting to hear footsteps, little patters of feet. And you're like, what the
And then everything goes
nowhere,
quiet.
Everything goes quiet, and I'm going to tell you who's going to bust through the tent, and y'all still going to be scared as don't give a It could be, it'll be, Vern from Mini Me from shout out to Austin Powers. He'll push his little ass head through that motherfucker, walk right in there, and you're gonna tell me you're not gonna be scared?
I'll kick
knowing
that
you
body
exactly.
The face, bro.
You go into fight or
face.
You're going to fight or flight, bro. I don't
get out of here, little one.
Bro, I'm telling you, bro, the woods scare the out of me. You want me to tell you a story, bro? I'll tell you a crazy story of some crazy shit. I know, Tim, we're not talking conspiracy.
No, the forest shouldn't scare you, my brother.
All right. I was with Gestapo.
Gestapo, for context.
Let him finish the story, and we'll go to that later.
A person in his past that we'll say that.
Gestapo and me were camping, and all her friends were thought they were cool. They were like, yeah, we're going to party when we go camping. Me, I'm like, oh, we going to party? We gonna shroom, we gonna acid, we gonna get drunk, we gonna smoke some weed, we gonna party camping. Bro, I brought the whole goddamn, except for coke, heroin, meth, acid, that hardcore shit, but I brought some shrooms.
You went fear and loathing.
I went fear and, exactly, I went fear and loathing camping. We were gonna be gone almost a week.
Where were you guys at?
Over there by Hertz Castle.
So by Yosemite and shit.
First night. I'm like, yeah, they're like, we're getting drunk. Everybody, I went, popped some shrooms. And everybody's like, yeah, we're partying now. I'm like, got through just drinking wine. What you mean you're partying? Like, these motherfuckers.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, bro.
They brought
so let
it
me
heavy.
Tell you what happened, what's scaring me. Me personally, I'm like, all right, I ain't going to pull the weed out on these. Weed, they'll look at me like I'm a goddamn criminal. You know what I mean? So, me, I told Gestapo, I'll see you later, master. Can I go real quick to go to the bathroom? Just to the bathroom.
Oh, thank you, master. Thank you.
Thank you.
Be gone, but
so
be
gracious.
Back. Be gone.
Be gone, but be back.
But be back, young child, because I will be watching. Herdmaster, not doing anything stupid. All right. So me, I went to the bathroom, but then I cut to that corner. But she knew I was going to dip and smoke the bleezy. Master knew. All right. So I did.
I showed out it, right?
I'm walking, and I was doing it cold. I was walking behind the whole campsite like a sniper in the woods. Yeah, I found a trail that went right behind the campsite, and I had on my night vision lenses in my eyes at that point so I could see in the dark, you know what I mean? So I'm walking the whole thing, smoking the blunt the whole time, walking around the whole campsite. So I'm pretty sure they're smelling weed, wondering where it's coming from. Where's edit that out, Josh. Where's Boo? This is what scared me. I'm smoking, but watching them, and I hear.
You're gonna have to cover. You're actually gonna have to cover his mouth when you do that too. They can probably make it out.
Yeah,
you know, internet people.
Yeah, I like this. Yeah, I'm hearing this, my while I'm walking up and down the trail. Keep in mind, I'm up there in the mountain area. I hear this shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Ooh, a
bear, bro. That's what that.
I'm like, I hear again. I'm like, what? But I'm like, bro. I know it ain't the shrooms got me.
Or somebody coughing. That's the thing.
No, that's a bear.
Keep in mind, I took some shrooms too, though. So I'm like.
That's the thing. You never know.
This shit's kicking in. And then I look up, it's a bunch of bats hovered over me. I'm good.
That was the shrooms. That was the shrooms.
I'm good.
No, not necessarily. I've been to campsites where they're like it's near a bat cave and they're just chilling. Right over there. They could have been actual legitimate bats.
Yeah, I've woken up
there.
The
I'm good, bro.
Bat cave.
We went camping. Remember, Josh? Yeah, there were bats. Oh, yeah, exactly.
And they all came flying out.
Oh, no, bro. I went to some camping shits, bro. I went to some camping spots, bro, and seen some f***ed up shit, bro, with some camping spots with Gestapo. It seemed like she was letting me know, like, listen here. This could be your permanent life if you don't act up. Or if you act up, you can live like this the whole time. I take you back to the city because then you're appreciative more of the toilet and the running water I give.
I give you. Remember, I brought you into this world. I will destroy you.
Okay. Well, listen.
You know what's up? You know what's up? To tell you guys the truth, on my batshit crazy list was the flat earth theory.
I believe that. Did I talk to you about your flat earth or anything?
No. It was on my batshit crazy.
All right, here's another batshit crazy one. You ready for this one?
Yeah.
What you got?
People believe in Apollo 18. Apollo 17 was the last mission, apparently, to the moon.
Right.
But apparently there was one more mission to that.
We could keep going. The rabbit hole for conspiracy theories. The conspiracy theory iceberg has so many tiers.
Planet Tupac is still alive.
Planet Nigbu, bro. Planet Mount X, Nigbu, bro. Come and destroy the earth.
Celebrities being hypnotized like Al Roker and Cardi B.
No, mass hypnosis of the entire population, dude.
Tim being an artist, you know what I mean?
Wuhan, the Wuhan virus that Trump said that.
Tim being an artist, that's a conspiracy?
Like, oh my God, like Hollow Man.
Did you hear that?
Do you know flat earth?
Yeah, your artistry that we've seen you do in front of our eyes is a conspiracy.
Rock being a good friend, oh my God. We got so many conspiracies, dude. Solar flares and cruise ships.
Take us out, Josh.
We got Titanic in the sink.
Be good humans,
we
y'all.
Got Planet Nibiru. We got Bigfoot. We got Tim thinking he's the man.
It's Elvis is still alive.
New World Order.
Princess Diana's still alive.
There are people on the back of the moon.
New World Order. The people on the back
aliens
of the moon.
Aliens are amongst us.
That pyramid that's in
the moon isn't real.
Our parallel universes have collapsed, and that's why Tim is that.
There's the Dulce Papers, the Dulce Report.
We're in the Matrix.
Literally, literally anything.
Come save me,
literally anything. Graham Norton says.
Come save me, Keanu